Dr. Pesky with a female IME on Jean, J-E-A-N, Fetty, F-E-T-T-Y. Jean Fetty is a 67-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9/28/21. But at that time, she was leaning back on a table that was outdoors and fell on her bottom. As a result, she believes she injured her back and right ankle and was seen at Capital Health emergency room the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, she has understood her final diagnosis to be a compression fracture of the L1 vertebrae. Paired this was treated without surgical intervention. Paired she is no longer receiving any active care. Paired new paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Fetty alleged she leaned back on a table and then fell onto the asphalt. But as a result, she claimed to have sustained a compression fracture of L1 vertebrae. As per the record supplied, we're going to insert the summary from the cover letter and add the following. Earlier records show she was seen by her primary care physicians at virtue of women's primary care for various general medical ailments. These included hypertension, anxiety with depression, increased glucose, and well adult exams. Physical exam. General appearance, she was somewhat uncooperative at the outset relative to completion of her intake forms. She remained in her pants. Extremities lower. She pulled down one sock, demonstrating a 1/4 inch scar on the lateral right ankle that was slightly hyperpigmented. She states that was due to, quote, skin tearing, end quote. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, Manual muscle testing was 4- for right hamstring strength and 4/5 for right quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 45 degrees and rise. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion. Active range of motion was associated with verbal complaints throughout. Flexion was 35 degrees, extension 20 degrees, bilateral side bending 15 degrees, rotation right 5 degrees and left to 15 degrees. There was no tenderness to palpation at L1 where her compression fracture was located. There was superficial tenderness to palpation about the right lower paravertebral musculature and the waistline, along with the sciatic notch. In the absence of spasm, there was no spasm or tenderness on the left, with the other remaining locations. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 80 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. She had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Impressions on 9/28/21, Jean Fetty was leaning backwards on a table while outdoors at work and then fell onto her buttocks. She was seen at the emergency room that same day and was found to have an L1 vertebral compression fracture. Shortly thereafter, she came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. Testaudi. A lumbar MRI was done on 10/7/21 to be inserted. She did participate in physical therapy as well as bracing. The healing process of her fracture was followed regularly. In paragraph on 3/31/22, she had a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. That same day, she had a nuclear medicine bone scan to be inserted. She also had pain specialist treatment from Dr. Paul. Period. She has not undergone any surgery in this matter. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. It was also associated with vertebral complaints of tenderness throughout, suggestive of symptom magnification. Period. She did have a positive from torsion maneuver for same. Period. She had superficial tenderness in many areas in the lower back. Period. However, these did not include the L1 vertebrae. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of an L1 compression fracture treated conservatively with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right foot/ankle. Period.